You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Saturday night, I watched Good Night, Good Luck. It was the live broadcast of the Broadway play Good Night and Good Luck. It starred George Clooney as pioneer broadcast journalist Edward R. Murrow. The play is set in 1954 when the Cold War between the United States and Russia presented a daily threat that either Russia or the U.S. would push a button and unleash near annihilation of either or both countries. So present was this threat that during the Cold War, schools routinely had drills instructing students what to do if the bomb was dropped while they were in school. As insane as this notion is, students were taught to get under their desktops as a way of protecting themselves. I mean, that would only help if the ceiling caved in, but it's not going to do much to protect you from nuclear radiation. The Cold War raged from 1947 to 1941. And the threat of the nuclear war, which might bring either the United States or Russia to the brink of dropping the bomb and destroying America, can be compared, I think, to threats to our freedoms that were established by our founding fathers. Since the Trump administration returned to the White House in January of this year, there have been just many instances where there seems to be a lack of respect for the Constitution and some of the laws that were established in American society. The way the president federalized the National Guard is of question right now, and big question about that. And California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the Trump administration over this. So the constant court cases and lawsuits and threats of more lawsuits demonstrate to all Americans that the current administration possesses a dangerous comfort with disregarding established laws and legal norms. Good Night and Good Luck shows us what happens when distrust in the media grows and when corporations take control of news content, both relative to the current relationship between the news media and society and the administration today. The play Good Night and Good Luck focuses on broadcast of Edward R. Murrow, who challenged any idea of a congenial relationship between the news media and society and attempts by corporations to put money ahead of journalism. Bill Paley, who was the chief executive officer at CBS at the time when Murrow was on the air, boldly told Edward R. Murrow that the corporation, CBS, would not interfere with his editorializing. But he insisted that the editorializing not jeopardize CBS. Good Night and Good Luck specifically used Murrow's journalistic attack on junior Senator Joseph McCarthy's vicious crusade to out any communist working in the media. But McCarthy's crusade targeted wives and friends and even casual associates of anyone who had attended a meeting of the Communist Party or even read a pro-communist pamphlet. McCarthy's crusade even turned toward Hollywood elites and attempted to expose any actor, no matter how big, who was a communist sympathizer. Many actors were falsely accused of being pro-communist, and their careers and personal lives were negatively impacted. During the Cold War in the 1950s here in America, the threat of being called a communist sympathizer in some ways parallels the division in America today between President Trump's MAGA supporters and everyone else. McCarthy wanted to expose and attack anyone in the news media who might sympathize with communists in the same way that President Trump seems to want to punish anyone in the news media who does not promote his policies, his words, and his actions. There are frightening parallels between the damning of anyone who was a communist sympathizer then and anyone who does not blindly support the current administration today. The hate often associated with the judgment of anyone who does not agree with Trump can be compared to the hate of communist sympathizers. Good night and good luck made some very profound points that mirror politics today. Here's one. The line between investigation and prosecution is thin. Also, we cannot defend freedom abroad if we can't protect freedom here at home. And Murrow himself stated that anyone who opposes McCarthy must be a communist. Today, anyone who does not agree with President Trump is not a true American in the minds of many. Good Night and Good Luck was written 20 years ago, and the main point of the play was to alarm Americans that journalism was under attack by the government and society. 20 years later, this reality is frighteningly relevant. Today, networks see the news as revenue-generating departments, and as long as the goal of the news is to attract the largest possible audience for ratings to generate revenue, then the news will be governed by the same principles that govern any form of entertainment. What is most important to the audience is no longer as important as giving the audience what it wants in order to attract and hold their attention, which equals ratings, which equals revenue. The current administration attitude toward the news media will not change in the foreseeable future. That's why it's important for consumers of the news media to possess a clear understanding of the motives of the news media. The Trump administration has demonstrated an attitude that is based on satisfying the needs and desires of Trump himself, with no regard for precedent set by our founding fathers and the Constitution. But there is good news and bad news in the similarities between the past and the present. The bad news is that we're experiencing a very scary challenge to our country's democracy, or constitutional republic, if you want to be picky. The good news is that we can look back and take comfort in the fact that Edward R. Murrow, the journalist, exposed the evil doings of Senator Joseph McCarthy, and that led to him being censored by the Senate. True and factual journalism won. Edward R. Murrow, as a factual, true, honest journalist, won, and McCarthy and his crusade lost. And the current administration should pay attention to history. Every broadcast today should end with good night and good luck, with emphasis on good luck. If you get a chance to see this, I'm sure it's going to air again on CNN, I would watch it. It was profound. And the similarities between trying to out the communist sympathizers and today trying to out anybody in the media that does not agree with Trump is a very frightening parallel that every American should pay attention to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.